Good to have you with us today. Welcome to the studio. One verse of scripture that I'd like to leave with you today. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Paul speaks of his suffering for the sake of the gospel. And in light of that, he said, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Before Saul became a Christian, he was loved, he was lauded, he was accepted, he was popular. Nobody really spoke against him. He was in the in crowd, he was amongst the status quo. But as soon as Paul became a follower of Jesus Christ, all that changed, and he began to be hated, he began to suffer, he began to be persecuted, he was driven out of synagogues and driven out of certain villages and out of certain countries, all because he became a follower of Jesus Christ. In 2021, in this world and in the United Kingdom, you can literally be anything you like and you'll be accepted. You can be an atheist and you'll be accepted. In fact, you'll be encouraged. You'll be praised for that. You can be an agnostic and you'll be encouraged. You can be praised for that. You can be a Muslim. You can be a radical Muslim. You'll be encouraged and, in many respects, praised for that. Nobody will say boo to you. Nobody will say anything about your God or what you believe or about the Quran. You can be a Buddhist. You can be a Sikh. You can be a Hindu. You can be a homosexual. You can be transvestite, transgender. You can be all of these things. And it's acceptable. It's encouraged. Good for you. That's what the world says. You can also be dishonorable. You can be a liar, you can be covetous, you can be deceitful, you can be proud, and the world will encourage you. They'll praise you. If you're in the political realm, you can tell lies and be known for telling lies, and the world accepts it. It's just part of political life. You stretch the truth, you make false promises, you make false vows. But as soon as you say you're a Christian, the world frowns at that. A Christian becomes a politician or runs for political office, and his Christian views will be dragged out before the media and mocked and scoffed and scorned and laughed at, because it's not acceptable to be a Christian. This world still hates the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour that they nailed to a cross 2,000 years ago, who was despised and rejected of men, came to his own and his own received him not. The world that cried out, "Crucify him," 2,000 years ago, in 2021 would do exactly the same, because they still hate the Lord Jesus Christ. They hate his word. They hate his church, the true church, that is, the invisible church, those who have repented of their sin, been born again of the Spirit of God, and are following the Lord and standing up for him. The world hates the Christian. Paul suffered for being a Christian. He didn't suffer until he was a Christian. But after he became a Christian, he became acutely aware of what suffering was. But in light of it, he says, "I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed." Paul knew that what he believed was right. His heart had been opened. His mind had been opened. His belief system, his worldview had completely changed. And all of a sudden, he realized that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yes, he was crucified and he was buried, but he rose again. And now he's alive forevermore. And he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I'm giving my life to him. And as soon as he did that, the world began to hate him. But Paul wasn't ashamed, because he knew whom he had believed. Paul knew what he believed, he knew who he believed, and he knew why he believed. And therefore he wasn't ashamed, because there's no reason to be ashamed of the truth. The truth shall set you free. Can I ask you a question? How do you know that what you believe is right? You say, "What do you mean? What's your belief system?" I'm sure you've got something that you believe, but how do you know it's right? Maybe you've rejected the Bible, you've rejected God, you've rejected Christ, you've embraced evolution, for example. You've embraced the Big Bang, you accept what the media portrays, the world's billions of years old, and so on and so forth. And you discount the idea that God created the heavens and the earth. Very well. But how do you know it's right? You personally, as an individual, how do you know it's right? You say, "Well, I believe it." That's okay, but how do you know? Have you proved it? In a laboratory, scientifically, have you proved it beyond all shadow of a doubt that it's right? If you're going to be honest, you're going to say, no, I haven't. Well, then how do you know it's right? You say, because I believe the science. Well, are you a scientist? Have you proved it for yourself scientifically, beyond all shadow of doubt? Have you looked at all of the evidence in the universe, correlated it, observed it, and come to a conclusion that you know is right? You say, of course I haven't. But how do you know it's right then? You say, well, I believe the scientists. Many scientists do you know that are trustworthy and honourable and have correlated all the evidence in the universe and have observed it and come to the right conclusions and shown it to you and proved it right to be right to you? You say, well, of course that hasn't happened. Okay, so how do you know it's right? So you have to say, well, I believe it's right. So that's faith. Why do you believe it's right? Say, because it's on television, it's in the media, it's in some of the textbooks. So you believe it's right, you accept it by faith because it's in the media, it's on television, and it's in the textbooks. But the reality is you do not know for yourself. You've never proved it for yourself. You don't know, but you accept it by faith. That's why the evolutionist is really a religionist. Because what they accept and what they promote and what they endorse is something that they do by faith. They cannot prove it, but they believe it to be true. Incidentally, they talk about this world nowadays. I'm not sure. It used to be a couple of billion years old. Now it's meant to be 4 billion years old. It seems to change from year to year. But friends, the reality is God created a mature universe. Just read your Bible. God created man in his own image. If you had seen Adam whenever he was just a week old, and somebody had said to you, what age do you think he is? You'd have probably said 30, 32, 35. You wouldn't have said he was 2 days old or 5 days old, because we have this concept that that would just be like a little baby. But God created a mature universe. If Adam had cut a tree in half in the Garden of Eden, he could have counted the rings. It had the appearance of being an old tree, even though it was just created. He could look up into the heavens and see the sun and the moon and the stars, even though it takes light years sometimes from the light of the stars to reach Earth. God created a mature universe. So I don't wonder that people observe the universe and come to the conclusion that it's a lot older than it is, because God created a mature universe. But how do you know that what you believe is right? Paul could say, I know whom I have believed. Paul met somebody personally who he could trust. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul believed in him. Paul met him. Paul experienced his mercy, his love, his grace, his forgiveness. And his life was changed. He was radically altered. He went on in newness of life, but he wasn't ashamed of it. In fact, he was proud of it. He said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you're a Christian today, you've absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. You serve a wonderful Saviour. You've got a wonderful God. You've got a wonderful hope within. You've got a wonderful book in the Bible. The ages come and go. The sceptics rise and fall. The tide of popular opinion waxes and wanes. And the Bible stands like a rock undaunted. And so often it's proved again and again and again that the Bible is right and the scholars are wrong. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I have put my faith and trust in him. I accept the word of God by faith. And I know in my heart that God is real. I know in my heart, as the Spirit of God applies the word, that Jesus loves me. And he died for me. And he rose again. And he's alive forevermore. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. And if I know it to be true, why would I be ashamed? Christian, be encouraged. Know what you believe. Know why you believe it. Know whom you believe. And don't be ashamed of it. The world's not ashamed of its false philosophies. Why should a Christian be ashamed of a wonderful Saviour? God bless you. Thank you for listening. See you next time.